بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had mentioned a number of guidelines that had been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, which if implemented, if practiced upon, then this would have ensured that when they encountered the enemy on the battlefield, then this would be an act of ibadat. They would be rewarded for this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would then strengthen them, fortify them, and ultimately grant them success and victory. And amongst these guidelines was that they should be obedient to Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They should place their trust upon Allah and their reliance upon Allah, and not upon the outward means. And as we had mentioned yesterday, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah has mentioned that the success that was achieved and attained by the Muslim armies at that time, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, many lands that they conquered, despite the odds outwardly being against them, not in their favor, this was because they turned their attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not focus on the outward means, on the apparent means, but rather they tapped into the unseen system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that contrary to their practice, when it came to the army of the mushrikeen, those who were opposing the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then their trust was upon the outward means, their trust was upon shaitan, and how shaitan deceived them, and then he abandoned them at the last hour. So here Allah mentions a specific incident, وَإِذْ زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَقَالَ لَا غَالِبَ لَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَإِنِّي جَارٌ لَكُمْ. Prior to the Battle of Badr, or in the beginning stages of the Battle of Badr, Shaitan had appeared to the mushrikeen in the form of a person by the name of Suraqa bin Malik, who was from the Banu Mudlij tribe, one of the neighboring tribes. So he appeared before Abu Jahl, and he gave him a number of reassurances that don't worry, you have our assistance, our support, and we are with you, we will lend you any assistance you may need. And don't worry, you will defeat the Muslims. You have means, you have weaponry, you have numbers on your side. So in this way he spurred on Abu Jahl and the army of the Quraysh, and he ensured them from his side that they would definitely defeat the Muslims. And what had then transpired during the Battle of Badr, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taken a handful of sand and had thrown it in the direction of the mushrikeen. And at that time the malaika also were participating in the battle. Jibreel alayhi salam then advanced towards Shaitan, who was still in the form of Suraqa bin Malik. And as he advanced towards him, then Shaitan took a few steps back. And the person who was with him, the mushrik person on the Quraysh, side of the Quraysh who was with him, thinking that this is Suraqa bin Malik, he asks him that, why are you retreating? Why are you walking backwards? So then he explains to him that, listen, I can see that which you do not see. In other words, I am able to see and witness the angels, and I now have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I am abandoning you and I will not lend you any support any longer. So in this way, he abandoned the mushrikeen at the last hour, despite pledging his assistance and his support to them. So this is mentioned that, remember, when Shaitan had made their actions fair seeming to them, Shaitan beautified their actions for them. وقال, and he said to them, لَا غَالِبَ لَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Today, there is nobody that can overpower you. وَإِنِّي جَارٌ لَكُمْ. And I am right here supporting you. But فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَتِ الْفِئَتَانِ, when the two groups met on the battlefield, نَكَصَ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ, he then retreated, he turned upon his heels, and he began to run away. وَقَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكُمْ. And then he addresses the mushrikeen and says, I have nothing to do with you. I am absolved of any link with you. إِنِّي أَرَىٰ مَا لَا تَرَوْنَ, I see that which you do not see. إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ, indeed, I fear Allah. وَاللَّهُ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ, Allah is severe in punishment. So what is being highlighted here is that this is the general practice of Shaitan. He makes promises, and when he wants a person to engage in the disobedience of Allah, then he is with a person. But the moment it comes to crunch time, he will then abandon a person. In various ayat of Quran, we find this very same theme that has been spoken about. يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Shaitan promises them, he gives them false hopes, but it is nothing but deception. إِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ كْفُرْ, Shaitan tells insan that disobey, disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَمَّا كَفَرَ, when the person disbelieves in Allah, قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكُمْ, he says, I have nothing to do with you. And likewise on the day of Qiyamah also, when those who had followed Shaitan will come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will point fingers at him and say that he was the one who led us astray, he was the one who caused us to disobey you, to disbelieve in you, then also shaitan will abandon them. And the Quran has quoted his statement on the day of Qiyamah, that he will then say to his followers, فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, that don't point fingers at me, don't blame me, but blame yourselves. I had no authority over you, you had no authority over me. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. And then he will completely turn away from them, and they will have to face the consequences of their actions on their own. So this is the attribute of shaitan. He will stand by a person initially, but when it comes to the crunch time, when the person is now facing the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will then abandon the person and leave him, and the person will have to face the consequences himself. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the importance of having trust upon him rather than upon shaitan. إِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ, when the hypocrites in the Muslim army, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ, and those who had a disease within their hearts, those of weak iman, or those who had disbelief in their hearts, when they saw the Muslim army advancing despite their small numbers, then they made the statement that غَرَّ هَؤُلَاءِ دِينُهُمْ, that these people have become deluded by their deen. In other words, this deen of theirs and this, they following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they have abandoned the idols and abandoned the deen of their forefathers, this new deen of theirs has made them delusional. And they think that now they can overcome anything, and they can do anything, achieve anything. Look at their small numbers, lack of weaponry, and they are moving forward on the battlefield. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that this was not delusion on the part of Sahaba, rather this was confidence. And the confidence was because they knew that their trust was upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ, that person who places his trust and his reliance upon Allah, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ, then Allah is most mighty. Hakim, Allah is most wise. So Allah will make decisions according to His wisdom. So a very important point that is taught to us here is that this confidence that a Muslim has, a person with iman, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is confident that he can overcome anything, any challenges thrown at him, any opposition that comes in front of him. He has that confidence within him, not because of his own ability, his own capability, but rather because he knows his trust is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah cannot be overcome, Allah cannot be defeated, Allah cannot be vanquished. So when a person has true trust, true reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will develop within himself this confidence, and then he will be able to overcome the challenges in front of him. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.